If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
So many side effects to the Suzanne Wong Happy Hour. So little warning from us. Jill and Madison, I was so mesmerized by the Happy Hour with Suzanne Wong, I almost missed the beginning of Wonder Woman. Wow, I think that was the best Happy Hour for you ever. Fun, Suzanne Wong. Funny, fascinating. Eric Oakley says, there, I'm straight now. Sending you my laundry bill. I peed laughing like 20 times. Why? How dare you, ma'am? Look who's here live in studio by popular demand, and I do mean demand. Suzanne Wong, comedian extraordinaire.
Hello.
And my new BFF.
Yes.
Oh my God, we both wear peace rings, you guys.
Wow.
She
crazy?
Tweeted a picture.
Oh look at this.
Also,
I just happen to wear one and she does too.
You tweeted, my birthday is September 28th, yours is September 29th. Come on, my round eye doppelganger. Libra girls rock the
round
galaxy.
Round eye.
I'm your favorite round eye. You're my favorite Crasian.
Yay. It's perfect.
All right. You, Jim, she is a disgusting Asian overachiever. She is a... actress, comedian, minister, Ivy League holder, degree holder. What else?
But you know what? He just is doing the crossword puzzle in ink, so he's a bit of an overachiever.
Yes, yes, he is.
I love me a crossword puzzle.
Yes. And you were a former, this is your favorite part, Jim, she was a former host on the Playboy Radio channel.
Wow.
So she tweeted, I talked about having stage 4 cancer, and all you guys remember is... Ching. Yes, you described a number of disgusting sexual things that Sean and I were unacquainted with.
You provoked me. You asked me to tell you things that my mother would be horrified about, and that's why I spoke of those
things.
So
that's what happened there. She has a degree in psychology from Yale, and what's the other one? Brown?
Brown.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. Whatever. I'm cheating off her for the rest of my life. Anyway, good morning. Good morning. I know, and we only scratched the surface. Now, Jim, here's the things you missed. She will do. Hopefully, people are watching on Free Speech TV. She did Monkey Face, which is a tradition in your family.
Yes. Can I do it again?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, here
we
go.
Okay. Here we go.
So my father, used to do Monkey Face to make me laugh when I was little, and
all right.
It's a long family tradition.
All right. Prepare yourself. Yeah, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. For those of you just listening on the radio, now you have to go get the video podcast.
Yep. Now he's got to.
Yeah. Now he's got to. She also ate a piece of popcorn off her shoulder like an iguana. I don't remember why.
Because you saw that on my resume.
Yeah.
It was a
she has a
skill.
Lot of special skills on the end of her resume, Jim. You made it.
Wow.
I do. And I have double jointed fingers. Can you do this?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Like do this.
It's like Cirque du Soleil. It's like a finger puppet Cirque du Soleil. Have you seen Cirque du Soleil? That may have been my first exposure to
contortionists.
Pardon me?
Contortionists?
Oh, I thought you said abortionists. I'm like, really? That must be a new Cirque du Soleil show. I don't know if that would play in the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
Live on stage. Abortion.
Okay. No, I was saying I think that might have been my very first exposure to anti-Asian prejudice because we stood up, the lights came up, it was in Vegas, and these two, you know, Middle Western, they're like, the guy turns to his wife, he goes, I like the bendy chinks.
I almost spat my water out.
Right?
Wait, you're allowed to say that, but I can't say the seven words?
You've already made me say Crasian.
That's amazing.
Because you told me to call you that.
Yes, it's my word for a crazy Asian. C-R-A-Z-I-A. And that's what I have a Prius that I got custom painted bright yellow. It's my pimped out Prius. And my license plate says Crasian.
Oh.
And I got chrome rims because who would do that with their environmentally friendly car?
And I was wondering when we were, sexting each other yesterday about our weekend plans.
Yes.
She has a boyfriend. Well, just a joke.
It wasn't.
But I thought, it was fine. I was going to accuse you of being racist because you did send me a yellow heart. And I was going to say, you racist. Why are you sending me a yellow heart?
Because a yellow girl needs a yellow heart a yellow girl needs a yellow car.
All right.
My license plate frame around Crasian says a yellow girl needs a yellow car.
Because you've got to watch.
I wanted a Prius, but I thought they were so ugly. So I thought I'd make it happy by making it yellow and shiny.
Jim, you have to watch Funny or Die, Suzanne's character.
Sung-hee Park.
Who is the world's best Buddhist.
Yes. I give a sort of an extreme boot camp lesson on how to meditate.
Right. It basically consists of you keep your eyes wide open, you hold your breath and you think about all your problems at once.
Yeah. I basically just researched everything you're supposed to do Zen Buddhist meditation, right. And then
the opposite. Said the opposite. Yeah, because the regular kind is for C's, as she says in the video. Okay.
I did say that.
You're delightful.